about Osama bin Laden. You know, he's gone though. Y'all, I guess everybody heard the news. How many of y'all heard the news first with Anthony Tex? I did too. See, Anthony, you heard it before that. See, Anthony, you at least a news person to some, because that was the first time I heard it too. I guess most of us weren't watching it, but you know, he got caught. And I know sometimes we think that a lot of things he did, we should say. But, you know, there's a lot of people that still got his spirit. You know, and you know what the Lord showed me about this, the spirit of terrorism. When you try to kill something in the world system, when you try to do it the world way, it's like the more you kill, the more are birthed. That's why you have to go to the seed and kill it. Because, see, some people say we won. Yeah, there's some kind of peace there for some of the people who died. But then it's more people like that. It's more people. Those seeds are incubating. Why? Because you cannot attack things in the natural that are spiritual. We wrestle not against what? And when the church begin to understand that and stop thinking that we just need to leave the spiritual stuff alone and stop bringing it back into the church, we can begin to understand why things are happening. We caught him, but because he's been out there for so long, his seed is gone. Yeah. It's actually worse now. Yeah. The world don't even know that. They think, oh, we caught him. Let's celebrate. How many pawns are out there now with people like that? That are brewing. How many people have he done that? That's why we cannot deal and fight them on their terms like that. We got to stay in the spirit world. Are you with me? So when you look at things like that, we're glad that there's some clothes. It's going to help Obama probably get back in office. It's going to help him. That's going to boost him. But I'm talking about the spirit world. Because people will do that anywhere you go. They'll bomb people. They'll blow themselves up. And terrorists is not just on the national level. Terrorists is happening in our neighborhoods. It's the same spirit. It's a spirit of murder behind all of that. Terrorism is just another cover for murder. Same spirit in a different location. And you have to be able to arrest that in the spirit world. That's why you're going out and we're knocking on doors and doing things like that. Are you with me? Acts chapter 11, that was just rabbit trail there, because I know everybody heard that, that he had been killed. And I guess they got the body to confirm that. You know, so. Oh, they already did? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I know they said he had a lot of wives and stuff. They got those and captured. 30 wives? 13. What religion is he? Muslims have 30. They can have that many wives? The women agree with that? Good Lord. I mean, how do you even take care of that many people? Oh, he had enough money, though. Bin Laden was rich. They sound the same. You better watch yourself. No, I'm just playing. But either him or the guy, I think, what's the guy in Libya? Gaddafi. They said those guys are billionaires. They got a lot of money. I guess that's where the oil is at. You know, the richest person is an Indian guy. These are Indian people, these people who tap into the oil. You know, in those like Saudi Arabia and places like that. So, you know, so you got to remember that. Everything that you look at now with that kind of corruption, you know, ain't so good now. Are you with me? America, you know, you got to look at this stuff, what's going on. Because at the end of the day, what did we do for Christ? That's why, you know, that's what really matters. You know, because if you don't live for God, there's no, I mean, what else can you do? I'm not talking about just staying on the Lord's side. I'm talking about Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the devil, not try to just avoid them, but to attack it. That's why the church has to go from being just sitting still, being in a comfort zone, to attacking. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That means he went looking. That was the agenda of him, not bump into. That's why some of you, when it comes to your job, you got to realize these people are in front of you because you're there. What brought you there from the beginning? God looking for pure people to say, you know what? I'm here just for you. I'm here just for you. I ain't come for nothing else. Everything else could happen, but I'm here for you. I came to do that. Are you with me? So again, we want to just make sure you understand that so we are not as passive. Acts chapter 11, the Bible reads in verse 19. Now they were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled afar to Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake to the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. And I read that scripture because I wanted you to see how at some point that when you begin to become a Christian, that people are going to begin to attack you because of what you represent. And if you can't handle that, you're not going to be able to pursue even what God has for you. Are you with me? Because some of us were not moving forward because we don't understand who we are. The Bible says that in the book of Acts, when the word began to spread, persecution came. So though you got a blessing, that has to come with responsibility. Are you with me? It's just like if somebody tell you, I'm going to give you the keys to the house, that means you are responsible for checking the doors. You can't take the keys and just use it for luxury only. Anything God gives you, it's going to take responsibility. The church has to rise. Many of us have to come into who we are. And tonight I want to give you four types of people in the church. What in all four of them, you either one or the other. Remember we talked about first moving up the ranks of the church. I'm not talking about the types of people, but the ranks of the church. What do you become first? You a believer. That means you believe in God. Without the church or with God. Without the church or with the church. You believe in God. In other words, you know the Lord. In this church, this particular church ain't had nothing to do with it. You're a believer. Secondly, you become a member. Why? Because when you become a member, you associate yourself with that particular fellowship of believers. Okay? And that's where you start off. But don't you know you can be a member and not a believer? You can join a church and not believe God. It's okay. A lot of people do that, and that's fine. But you can't stay there. Once you become a member, you connect to the church. Now you got to become a disciple. What is a disciple? That's when God moves from just being on church to invading your life. And you allow somebody in a group of people, your brothers and sisters, the pastor, to begin to help craft Christ in your life. They begin to shape Christ, bring you into some new things. How many know your will has a lot to do with that? Yeah. Your will, not just the preaching or the teaching. After you begin to become a disciple, you become what? A minister. What is a minister? That's somebody that's released to begin to minister. Not necessarily in the pulpit, but anything to represent the house and what God is doing here. You know, some people don't understand that if they believe God, You can love God, and it's very hard for people to understand, but you have to love the place that you're at. If you don't believe and trust and love me and Pastor Lisa enough to say, you know what, I'm going to grow in God through this way, then that doesn't mean you're not a Christian, but that may mean we're not responsible for you. Are you with me? It's no different from you on a Saturday night going to your neighbor's house and eating pizza. But they ain't going to feed you all week long. You got to go back home. Get your school clothes. Get on the bus. Go. You don't do all that from the neighbor's house. So you have to have a primary source in order for you to begin to feed and do and become what God really wants you to become. That's when you become a disciple. God can now invade your house. Most churches, especially in America, we don't touch on discipleship. Because you can do as you please. Anytime you correct people in the church, they pick another church. They change. Why? Because their character is not at a place where they say, Lord, not my will, but your will. Yeah. So they find fault and then they leave. Yeah. That's because they stay a member. They didn't look to be another member. How many of you know church hoppers? Going from one place. I remember when we was on Bacon Bridge, we just moved there. And it was a Thursday. Father was having church on Thursday. And this lady, I don't know if y'all remember. Lady come up in our church. She was there for a few weeks. But you can tell the way she dressed, everything. You already know where we coming from. I don't want to say she had a tambourine, but she may have had. But she stayed with us for about 3 or 4 weeks. And on that Thursday, I'm leaving our church, and I'm walking out, and I see Fowler coming up, and I say, hey, what's going on? He's talking. I said, well, how the church doing? He said, man, this lady is there, man. She's powerful and such and such. And he just talking, and we just sitting out. And here come the lady roll up. And I say, that ain't her, is she? That ain't your powerful prophetess, is she? And he literally said, yeah, yeah, this is, and he introduced me, and you could see her just whimper back. You could see her just like, yeah, 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 okay. Like I wouldn't know because you hopping from this church to that. And thank God, Fowler was from New York. New York, them upper state people, they got tough skin, not like the South. You say something strong to them, then they done with you. But Father got good relationship with him because I can tell him what I feel. He could tell me, and we leave it at that. And I said, man, I wouldn't keep that lady like that. You got her leading prayer at the beginning, and she just hopped in there. I said, she ain't got nothing to weigh her down. She hopping. She going to hop through your ministry and hop on out. And she might hop some people out of there too. And he just sat there, but he started to listen. Some of the people, out of that same relationship, he would call. He'd say, what about this? Some of y'all friends. I remember one lady, Carla knew, went over there, and Fowler called me. He said, man, what about this? What about her? I said, oh, no. They just looking for somebody. And, you know, I learned people look at the minister, and they study how weak he can be. And that's how they get in. Some of them will start on the music, and they come in and they looking to see where the loophole's at so I can get in there. You know where it comes through? A place of need. That's why you always got to have a standard. I don't care how much we need. If you're not at a standard, you can't do that. You can't come in just because you got a nice gift and your gift is recognized by all these people, and then you come in here and you want people to recognize you like that. No, it don't work like that. If you really love the people, you won't do it. Did I ever tell y'all a story about Kirk Franklin? And what's the guy in Texas? Tony Evans. Kirk Franklin came to Tony Evans' church. He was searching. All messed up. He came to Tony Evans' church. He said he used to be late all the time. Always late. He walk up in there. They ain't give him no royalty. Tony Evans told his people, don't act like he ain't even there. Because he thought he could do like all these other dead churches. Because he, Kurt Franklin, oh, we're glad to have a guest here. But Tony Evans could see he looking. It ain't going to really help him to come at him like that. He made him sit there. And guess what? They had the best of relationship. If you love people, you tell them the truth. Your gifts can't get you to heaven. You never get to that point without true discipleship. Because you're just a member. Members come and they go. Sometimes y'all know people, you have a good talk with them, and they gone. You trying to build, and they just, I'm gone. And you wonder, what carries people away like that? It's because they never lock in. They never lock into what God is singing. What's carrying your mind and carrying your dream? If we're doing something, if we building here and you way off. See, your thinking have to go that way. After you become a disciple, you become a true son of the house. What's a true son of the house? We've heard that term, but a true son means that the same thing we're doing here, you're doing there. Why? Because you have the same spirit of the leader. The leader does not control you, but you have the same spirit. Don't you know if you carry the same spirit of somebody, their values will be your values? It's better like that because it's not imitating. It's duplicating. It's a big difference. When you're trying to imitate, when you imitate, you get frustrated because you're trying to do things out of season. Because you try to get what the man is doing without getting the grace that allowed him to do it. You can only get the grace off the man life or the woman life by being around, by connecting. Not necessarily everybody got to come and sit it, you know. I'm talking about what you hear. I can hear something. You can catch. You know, spirits are real. You can catch somebody's spirit without even seeing them. You can grab a hold of stuff in CDs. You can follow. You remember Kenneth Hagin? I only seen him one time. And that was 2 weeks before he died. Before we started this ministry in 2003. Me and Pastor Lisa went down to, where was it? Winston-Salem. And we stayed in a meeting with him for 2 weeks. And man, it was just everything to us. Never met him, but all these years, his books, How to Mature, I can almost read it verbatim. Following God's Will for Your Life. I can tell you what he wrote, why. I followed his tracks, every story he would tell. Him and Olaf. I can remember everything about his life. Why? Because you get in the book and you catch his spirit. You can grab a hold of his spirit and you begin to pursue. You cannot become a true duplication unless you carry the man's spirit. You never can do that without a life. You can't just preach like him. You know, everything, you know, a mockingbird can do that. I think I told y'all this before. If you can only give people the ability to become what you are when you're modeling it, when you're doing it and living it for yourself, that's the only time you give people the ability to become what you are. They can't become because you say, and this is where you want to go. You can only duplicate what you are. I can only duplicate who I am. So you have to continue to look at that. Are you with me? Now tonight I want to share with you, as we see in the book of Acts, the word began to go forth. And now what kind of people in the church? What kind of people? I'm going to start with the worst kind. And then we'll go up to the best kind. How about that? The number one, or what I'll call, what Dr. David called it, resistors B. There's a resistor A, but resistors B. These are people that they will agree with anything that's natural in the church. Oh, if you want to do a big sale, oh, I'll help. If you want to do this, but whenever it comes to something spiritual to take the church to the next level, they resist it. They resist it. They got this something to say. They push it down. They're called resistors B. We're just using that name because they resist change. They resist it. How do you resist? You resist because you refuse to change. You refuse to the new order. You refuse to the fact that God is trying to take the church. It's just like somebody telling you things are going to be different. You may know they're different. But when the change comes, you resist it. You resist it. You fight it. Some of you, you fight it. So you know what that makes the pastor do? He has to come and confront things. And that's why you resist it. I'll say, well, why are you doing that? That don't make sense. Some of you, I've seen some of you even get nervous when I ask about certain things. Because it's like, oh, don't go there, don't go there. Why? You're resisting. And not even knowing that God trying to change you so he can bring you to a better place. People in the church, they resist it. When we're moving, think about now, we're moving the church from thinking about self, I'm talking about the church as a whole, thinking about yourself, moving God from just blessing you into what? Corporate. But there's resistors. How can you be a resistor? Because you refuse to keep building your spiritual life. You're not able to do. You're supposed to be pushing 50 pounds, you're pushing 25. Because when you go home, you let the world keep sucking you up. Everything they say. I didn't say don't watch TV, don't do this. I'm talking about when you know you're doing everything else and still not building your spirit. Sometimes when you become a resistor, you disqualify yourself when it's time for opportunities. Because you resist. You resist today. Tomorrow you're not going to be available. Anybody that don't build now, you won't be prepared. Imagine Noah building the ark. Now, God already spoke. Everything God going to say, his provision is locked in the fact that you obey his word. Now, if Noah did not build that ark, guess what? We wouldn't be talking about the animals going on and his family. There would be none of that. All of them would have died. Obedience will always be a way or won't be in the front of somebody that's resistant. I didn't say resist personality. I'm talking about resisting change. Why the church got to do it like this? And ain't nobody getting saved. Why we got to stick with this tradition when we don't even see the nature of Christ in the lives of the people? Why keep doing that? Make sure you're not tied to stuff that's not working. You just keep tying yourself because this is the way they used to do. Well, sometimes it's time to change. You never marry what?
Methods.
Don't marry methods. God is the same. I didn't say change his word, but why we got to do it a certain way? We want to do what's effective. Are you with me? Resistors B are people who always just stop. Anytime you challenge them, they refuse. You know why? Most of these resistors are not spiritually minded. They're just natural. They're carnal. They need something to minister to their intellect. How we going to do this? What are we going to do? By faith? I mean, if I could explain it, I would tell you. Well, y'all, how you going to say this? And well, you got to use wisdom. I didn't say I'm not using wisdom, but your spirit behind saying and using common sense and wisdom is stop moving forward with God. I mean, I can't help it that the world is the way it is, and he called us to the nations of the world. I mean, I go over my story again. I don't like getting on no plane and going. You know that? Some of you may not, but this is what God, what are we going to do, just sit here and eat and retire and just say we made it in? No, we have to. We're too young for that. We're not going to sit here and just let everything go. Something inside of us say, no, something got to change here. Next 40 years, we don't have to sit back and watch murder and be reading about God can do miracles. No, look, even if it happened, we're going to try to do something. Let's change the world. When Jesus did it, greater works shall we do. Let's go. Let's move. Let's stir. And for some of us, you got to remember you're in the prime of your life. I know some of you don't want to hear, but sooner or later you're going to start winding down. You're not going to be as vibrant. I'm not as young as I used to be. You know, I'm just joking about that now, y'all. But I'm just saying, you at some point, you got to wind down. You go from being very going forward to being seasoned where you can teach lessons to the next generation. Y'all heard the saying I always say, where you sit when you older will reveal where you stood when you were younger. Wherever you sitting at, when you see great men and everybody want to go, you know, you look at people like Michael Jordan. As great as Michael Jordan was, if he was not great for God, people still will remember what he did, but not him. True fathers will always duplicate themselves. And in that duplication, it'll always be a line of honor. That honor, it don't matter. They could be everywhere, but the honor will still be there. True fathers, true mothers, which are you, as you begin to grow, you'll see people arise out. Why? Because they're eating off the God side of your life, not just the good works, the God side. I wouldn't have made it had I not. You know how important it is for a model? When you model something, you show people what to do because you believe in it. You can't keep talking about it. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I believe God can do it. Well, let's do something about it. I believe God is going to do it. Well, we're just going to sit there and let it go. Ain't nobody going to Columbia to just go and so we can just be preaching every weekend out. We're coming to shake some things. God, you got to move some things. You got to shake. It's the center of our state. It's time for us to begin to let the light so shine. Expand ourselves. If you are resistor B, you ain't doing none of that. You pick and choose. I'll come and let me fit this in. Let me go here. Because you resist the ultimate thing of what God is saying. When God trying to prune your character, most of you can judge yourself. You know you got an attitude. You know you can get nasty and all of this stuff. Stop letting everybody always got to tell you and all of that. Look at yourself. You know what you like and don't like and all of this stuff. If you judge yourself, you can start working on yourself. You get a little accountability and somebody checking you, but that thing will start dying down a little bit. Somebody checking you that they ain't scared of you. Because you huffing and puffing and getting all mad. No, you still shouldn't have did it. I don't care who said it. You get mad all you want. Come on. You still shouldn't have did it. You're wrong. Because I mean, no truth don't adjust to nobody. These kids will tell you. You got to sit there. Your conviction will still be there. You'll be trying to hold it. No, I ain't going to let no child. Yeah, you let that happen if you want. These kids will call you out and that thing will be dinging on the inside, like, you know what? You'll be just as embarrassed in front of your kids. Why? Because they speak in truth. Truth don't move for you because you're an adult. That's why if you ain't living it, them kids could tell you a thing or two. Mama, why? Daddy, y'all, in my case, it would always be mama, you know. I'm just playing. Mama, why we ain't going to the crusade? Why we ain't doing? Those kids will rise up. They'll tell you. I thought Pastor said, girl, be quiet. Go into your room. But they speak in truth, and you'll be feeling that. Because if you building on truth, it's open to everybody. And some of y'all, when y'all hear truth from certain people, you ready to cut them up as though they are the truth. No, they're just the messenger. Don't kill the messenger. He's just a delivery person. She's just delivering the message. Nobody doing nothing like that, but you just don't want to hear that. In other words, some of us, you got to become a lover of truth. That's how you break being a resistor B. Love truth. Even when it hurts, love it. Learn to digest it, knowing it is good for you. Learn to love it. Just give me truth. Don't lie to me. How many of you appreciate people that will tell you the truth? Later on, you appreciate it. Don't fluff it down. But the only reason why you do it is because you're afraid of their reaction. That comes from being a people pleaser. Are you with me? You care about what they think and all. You think I'm going to let somebody come in here and just tear down the church, all that we did all these years over our attitude? Because no. Don't work like that. You got to leave. And some of you may have to realize, too, that everybody is valuable, but even in the kingdom, you're measured according to your works in the kingdom. So there's some of y'all that's more valuable than others. The kingdom ain't no, you just in and that's it. Some will have great rewards because of what they did on the earth based off the kingdom. Some of y'all are mediocre, regular. When you regular and it's time to do the chopping block or something happen, you cry over the ones that's valuable more so. But some people, when they leave the church and stuff, sometimes I don't even know now. Because they ain't doing nothing. The value comes in what you're doing. Are you with me? Don't be a resistor bee. Don't be a resistor bee. Because when you're a resistor, you always stop the movement of God. Are you with me? Come on, let's talk about a resistor A. Dr. David just come up with these names because I probably would have called it something else. Resistor A. These are people that agree as long as they can understand everything. So as long as you in their corner and you can explain everything, oh, they're good. But Lord knows if God speak and say, start building the ark in the middle of the summer. Resistor A's are people that hurt you as you grow. You know why? Because I ain't going to be able to do what I'm doing now to everybody. Because we small like this. So at some point, I ain't going to be able to sit you down and explain everything and tell you what God. You got to be able to connect in, and you got to trust the leader. You got to trust the God in you. When God telling you to do something to change this, you got to know there's an urgency. I remember years ago, this was years ago, I was listening to Joyce Myers, and she's good for some things. I remember something she said that was true. This was true. She said, whenever God speaks to you, he gives you an anointing to accomplish it right then. When he speaks to you, change this. There's an anointing to destroy what he told you to do right then. When you wait, it ain't the same. That's what Joyce Meyer said. So she good for something. So when God is speaking to you, are you moving? Resistor A, if you can't sit down and talk to them and do 8 potlucks, fellowship, if they don't feel warm, they ain't going to get it. They just like somebody out, they become a resistor B instantly. They go back. But some of these people, if you can make them understand, they okay. Resistor A's are people that just, they in and out. Sometimes they can be spiritual and they have bigger highs and low lows. They go up high, you know, you can't catch them. But then when they come and drop, it's like an energy drink, they gone. They're no good. That affects the church. Those are the kind of people in the church. How many know that when we go up, you know, like Job says, should I take good and not evil from God? In other words, should I take all of the stuff he provided, then resistance comes? Should I bail out on God and go back and fixing things like the world system? No. No, I'm sticking with God all the way. Even when I don't understand, I'm sticking with God. I'm loyal to God. On Christ, the solid rock, I'll stand. All other ground is sinking sand. That's it. I ain't going with nothing else. So if I'm going out, I'm trusting God. That's what you got to say when you begin to make moves to do what you're doing here. Are you with me? You remember a few years ago, if you was here, when God spoke to us and he said the 50 people. Now, this is a vision. This is not something I came up with. 50 of us adults would be full-time in the ministry. Everybody. Why? So we can go do what we did this morning. And many of you went to Columbia, and y'all were out there talking to over 100 people in an hour, handing out flyers, billing, you know, talking to people. Can you imagine that happening in our city, first shift, second shift, third shift, 40 people first shift, 20 people second shift, 10 people third shift. They go out and all they doing is witnessing, talking to people about God, setting up tents, feeding people lunch. Can you imagine having a break, big guy, at 3 o'clock in the morning at some, something that's open all night, like Bosch, and they can come out at 3 o'clock and get a hot dog and people are witnessing to them? That's when we cover in the city. But how's that going to happen? God said, I want Impact Church to be the pioneers for that to happen. He wants Johnny. He wants Carl. He wants Tika. He wants Denise. He wants us to be a part of that. Why did he call us to do that? I don't know. But he wants us to be the catalyst, to go to Pennsylvania, to Oklahoma, and begin to be a model of what we're doing. How do we do that? You don't just drop your job and say, I'm coming to work at the church. I mean, come on now. What am I telling you? We all got to get to a place in our spirit where God can sustain us. God will never tell you to come and be full-time. Full-time don't mean you're going to have a fax machine in the office. As you can see, we don't have enough room. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about full-time going out, witnessing, building people. Whether that means somebody got a hot dog stand downtown. Whether that means your business is growing and you're spending more time. Because there's so much places to go that need to be modeled. So when you come, you don't come and say, Pastor, where's my desk? God has to sustain you. That was his call. That's why he told us to be here. So if you know that, are you working on that? Are you going toward that? Are you with me? Because if you're not going toward that, you'll resist to be. God never asks us. He never asks us to make miracles. He tells us just to be willing. Get to the Red Sea and decide. But I can tell y'all something. As many people, Charlie got a testimony tonight. We're going to let him share, Dominique. We're going to let him share tonight. Right in a minute. But I got a testimony that, listen, Maxine, had not I left my job, had I not I stepped out, the job didn't close. No, I left it. I said, no, I got so full in my spirit that I said, you know what? I got to go see if this is going to work. Had I not done that step, you wouldn't be here. So you're no different. So if you think God going to paint a yellow brick road from your desk at work and say, go and do that, it ain't going to never happen like that. When you're an enabler, you think like that. When you're carnal, you think like that. You got to take a run or a break for the border. And you got to build your spirit up. Gather your resources. I didn't say just leave now. We still have 4 or 5 months worth of money saved. That's enough time for me to do something. Pay this and believe God, take this. And the moment you step out, God will be there. He'll meet you where you at. Are you with me? Amen. I'm not saying premature, because some of you, if it's anxiety, if you're just anxious, I'll tell you to stay on your own job. I ain't telling you to just jump. You can't do it if you're fearful. You got to get, the fear never leaves. Let me give you a hint. It never leaves. You just get tired of it being there. And your spirit just gets bigger than it. What if this happened? How if this happened? I remember, and y'all may have heard the story. I can't remember all of it, but I don't know the timing. But the moment we came, and we here, I think we stayed with mom and them for a little bit, 3 weeks or so. I mean, I was like, well, I said, you know, if nothing break open in about 2 months, because we looking for miracles. I wasn't looking for no, like, Lord going to provide and scrum. I'm thinking, I'm going to Dasha's and people going to look at me and see a big red sign and say, that's my pastor. I'm looking for miracle because I knew that's what I believe. I was ignorant to building though. But I knew that God said. And we just going through our day. And then after a week, I said, you know, well, let's just go, I guess, you know, we just get an apartment and then we'll just see. Because, I mean, we didn't know what to expect. And then one of my mom's friends, one of our Sunday school teachers, called and she said, oh, Brad, you back in town? She said something about how I blessed her, you know, blessed us something. And I said, yeah. She said, well, I got an apartment downtown. If you want to stay there, you can stay there for a year for free. I remember we was talking to y'all on the phone or something. I can't remember. And I said, what? I remember looking at Tika in her eyes. I said, for free. It wasn't where we were going. It was the yellow brick road for us. That's what God provided. We got to go with it. We got to go with it. We got to go with God. Come on, let's go. Let's see what it is. Because we already out here. I ain't got nothing to lose. But God will never start doing things until you ain't got nothing to lose. As long as you got exits, you can turn off and stop, ain't nothing going to happen. As long as you look at people that use, oh, I got them to lean back on and all of that, you got to do that. I don't care what my mom, my dad could have been a millionaire. It don't matter. Let me see God do this myself. Except the Lord build this thing. I want to see why, because you're not building this just to pretend. You got to know God. You want to see God. When you're an enabler, or a resistor, you don't do that because it's not logically explained. There's no logic to that. Why the Lord called me? But like I said, you wouldn't be here. The people that you bless, they probably wouldn't be there if I had not done that. Think about had you not taken risk when you did. You got to do something what I call, what? Take calculated risk. It's not that you just go out here and say, oh, I'm going to do this, but calculate everything. And sometimes that lets you know people ain't going to understand now. When you walk through this valley of the shadow, just close your eyes. Just take it. Don't say nothing because I'm going to tell you now, they ain't going to understand. And you be honest with you, you don't understand. But you better just close your eyes and pray in the spirit and just go many nights praying and saying, Lord, now you call. But there's something God will speak to you in that midnight hour that will revive you. The Spirit of God inside of you will confirm. He'll build you. He'll make you think. People, then next thing you know, you get confirmation from people. Yeah. People start saying. And they start being with you. You start seeing things. Yeah. I remember one of the biggest things I used to always want to do is outreach. And Tika, when we started the Super Saturday, Super Saturday was when we would go to, what's the name of the place? Etowah Gardens, or Etowah, right behind the Lexus on Savannah Highway. And we would go out there. Man, I mean, this was the highlight of my week. Now, you got the pastor out there every Saturday, putting the top with the bricks on there. And you getting them kids, and I'm thinking I'm running the army. Tika, y'all be ready to teach now. I'm going up here knocking, because we was doing this every Saturday for about 3 years. We wouldn't miss. Even when it rained, y'all, we had a plan. We go to the door, knock, and pray, and give them their snacks and leave. Rain didn't stop us. But I knew ministry was outreach because I seen so many people where they didn't do outreach. But that 2 years, we began to work with these kids. And Paula, what's the lady name? The thing we got it from. Deborah went and got Paula. Without Walls had this thing, man, before they mess everything up, they had this good program where you go and read. If y'all never read that book, Without Walls, it's real. They would go out and just minute. I said, man, I ain't starting off in no pulpit. We going out here. And every week, that thing just more. The more I saw, more confidence in that thing. And then before we left there, we were leaving the tops with the people there. Because there was a grandmother raising, and she just bid into, she would bring $5. Let us help you. because they wanted to get involved. We start doing everything, cookouts there. I mean, we just adopted that place and started doing everything. And we would sometimes on Saturday afternoon, no announcement, I just go and start grilling out there, putting the music on. Let's go. They'll be there. And just preaching, ministering, just sharing with the love of people. Because those people were there, and we was just there. Then we started the food bank, giving out all the food. We did outreach. It started to mold. But see, some of us, if you are a resistor, you got to understand everything. You'll be sitting there and God trying to move, but because it don't appeal to your logic. I mean, think about it. How can God, who made everything, that's why we have a tool called faith. Because we don't understand all this. Come on. Why he call you for things, Moses? You can't even speak. Gideon, you stumbling over your words. How can you be a mighty man of God, Naomi? All this stuff. You got too many issues. But God knows. When you a resistor, you got to understand everything. Why can't the word just sustain you? You want to know if you're maturing? When the only thing that sustains you is God's word. You work a job, but the word sustains you. All you need to do is hear a word from God. That's enough for you. I work with these people. I do this. But if I hear from God, that's all I need. All this stuff about confirmation all the time. I heard from God. When you're a resistor, you go in and you go out. It's like you're in the world, then you're there. Either you believe God or not. It's just like, let me give you a good example. Do you believe he's coming back? If you knew Jesus was coming back soon, and this is a time of urgency, why in some areas of your life are you walking like a turtle? If you knew Jesus is coming back in 10 days, why are you just casually going at stuff? Why you can look at people and say, oh, I ain't going to say nothing to them. If you knew these are the last days, why would you do that? Because you in and out. When you're in God's time and you live in that. That's why some of you think I'm just a pusher. Just come on, let's go. No, you don't understand the timetable of God. God is not on the timetable of man. He's on his timetable. That's why you got to listen to what's going on in the spirit. Because the spirit world is what the world, the earth, will respond to in the last day. In the last day of perilous times. Men will become lovers of their. Notice when these things happen, the end shall come. The economy, these things are cracking down. People are losing. I mean, there's houses now. You can buy all kind of houses. You don't even need nothing. We was in Columbia the other day. We looked at it, and I'm thinking like, no, let's just get a hotel for it because I think we can own something here. When the guy telling you, 30% down, and he'll finance it for $1,500 a month. He'll do that. No bank. None of the places refusing us. We're living in these times. People are losing out. Even Muslim people, all these religions are cracking down. But Christians, we walk in just like them. Going into the temple, just like, oh, well, bless the Lord and all of this. And people, you know, that's what make you look at these people that's playing church and singing on the choir. They're playing games. They're not in the timetable of God. If you're going to entertain people, there's a place for that. But then you got to understand the church has to be about his father's business. We're not playing around just going to Columbia to say our ministry go international. Or, you know, as I said before, nobody go to Africa where these people biting it up and all these things biting you up to say you preaching. It's time for us to see something. But God has to find people who can see what he see and who can stay on that level, not go back down. When you're a resistor, you in and you out. You with God. But guess what? I have to worry about you. Go ahead and see what happened to him. He don't show up. They don't show up. Just go see what happened to him. You got any band-aids? They'll need one. The resistors are people that come back to the house not to bring stuff. They come back to get full up because their environment where they at, they've not learned how to build in their environment. They always come back looking for something they don't bring. And they hurt the church because at some point you have to bring something to the church. Are you with me? You can't always take from. Everything's spiritual. When are you going to bring something to? Are you with me? As mom and them got up today, you know, they just was exalting. They have gifts. Exalting gifts. Some of you have gifts. When are you going to bring those things out? You don't have to do it in the pulpit. But when are you going to bring your gifts out? Why has it always got to be, Pastor, you're going to deliver the word? You ain't got to deliver no word. Let your gifts flow. If you're an exhorter, when people hear exhorters, I just love it. You could just hear it and it's just building you up. It's like an ongoing CD. You just listen to it. You can hear it. They're always building you up. It's like something like, yeah. Have y'all ever been in a time, some of y'all wasn't here before, when Anthony used to exhort and start prophesying, you sitting there listening. Like, go ahead, man. Just receive it. Just take it in. It don't. You can just hear it. It's like, God, you're like, yeah, this is good. Yeah, come on. Come on. And you're just sitting in your spirit just getting it. Prophesy, putting it in your spirit. Gifts, what kind of gifts you got? Are you using them? Are you sitting there saying, well, I don't know how I'm going to use this, and when Pastor call on me, I'm going to be ready. We'll pray for you because you're delivering the word. Come on, man. Y'all got to come with that. We bigger than that. Are you with me? You are the word. Nobody looking for no time to get up and preach in front of people. You can look at somebody. You can look at the light. The glory can be seen. People can see your sermon. They can see it. The way you live and how you are pursuing God, that is your sermon. Not no 20 minutes or 30 minutes of you getting up here talking. That's just a way for people to look at you and see what's going on inside of you. And most of some people rushing to get up in the front of the people to talk. You don't know now you become a target. You can't handle that, and you think it's easy. It's easy for people who have the grace on their life. But you don't get the grace without going down. The lower you go, the higher you can go. I'm not talking about just prayer. I'm talking about your call. Don't try to be nothing you're not. But you got to be able to cultivate that thing. You know what I wanted to say about Michael Jordan? As great as he was, if he don't have the God element, he'll never have true sons. They misuse people. They go over people. Even though that, just like right now, he got the Bobcats and misusing everything, thinking he great. He not a good owner. Just because you was a good player. But see, he think that. They was telling him the other day, you know, you got to get a big-time player. But he think he can win without a big-time player. You can't. You don't know the business. But see, people live into that because they don't know how to duplicate themselves. Whenever God is building in you, that's why I don't trust nobody who ain't got people they duplicating into. You want to know why I like these children to come around? Because I believe they'll see it one day. They'll see it. You look at these kids last night, these kids, Junior praying in the spirit. Asia praying in the spirit. She's sleeping right now, but she prayed in the spirit. They were praying. Dominique, you trust these kids. They sitting there praying, lifting their hands. You think they're just going to be normal? Michaela, listen to my messages every night. Not with my will. I don't tell her to do that. She plays the thing over and over all night long. She does that. Me and Dr. David, she play it all night. Not with me, because I wouldn't force her to do that. I'll force her to do some other stuff, but not that. But she does it. Why? Because they catching it. They can't be in the midst of this stuff and just be normal, going on cruise. The kids will get to college. Oh, this is what church y'all go to. And go sit in one of them Baptist churches. Man, this ain't no church. Y'all don't do no outreach. Let's find some place because we know you got to tell people about God. Yeah. And we at least know that now. Yeah. Not no just sit up in here and hear a bunch of preaching and drink lemonade. You got to get out here. And these kids will go up to the pastor and tell him. Come on now. I believe in the Lord and you hooped and everything, but at the end of the day, Reverend, you got to do some work out here. If you don't know how, let me show you. Let me lead prayer. You see? I'm just saying that because they become like that. If you don't duplicate yourself, none of that'll happen. Are you with me? Let me give you another one. Enablers. Enablers. Enablers are people who are like being discipled, but these are good people. And this is where most of us are added to church. You're trying to understand what's going on. And you'll do anything to learn, even though you may not be there spiritually. So sometimes I may have to help you to see you're not there yet, but just wait. You'll get there. Just like I'm not there in some areas. I'll get there. You'll get there. But enablers are still people that are willing to go. Yeah. Let me tell you a few things about enablers. You have to always remember that what you are coming after, God always has to put something in a person. He never will put a vision in a lot of people. He'll show the vision to other people, but you got to know there's a difference between you seeing something and going after it, and then it's what's in you. When it's in you, it will adjust your whole life to what you're carrying, like a baby. So that's how the leader will always be. That's why I can't put it down and pick it up and put it down and pick it up. But an enabler will try to grasp as much the spirit of the man. Not the man, but the spirit. They try to grow. They try to dig in. They're adjusting their life. They're shaping their lives around the movement of God in the church. They're forming Christ on themselves. They don't need people to judge them all the time. They're judging themselves. They're digging things out of their own life. Lord, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. They just going before God. All hell could break loose, but enablers are people that the pastor or the leader looks down and you say, man, I can work with these people here. They ain't got it all, but I can work with them. Come on, let me show you. Let me show you. Let me adjust. It makes a pastor get excited when people want to be moldable. Because now I can say, you know, listen, you can't do this yet, just like I can't do some things, but this is what you can do. Yeah. Adjust this, change this, add this, push this. And those people are hungry to change. Yeah. Enablers are always people hungry to change. They don't hold on to the past. They don't do that. They just want to change. They're looking. Enablers are also people that come from a lot of times. I've seen a lot of enablers come into the church worldwide. They come out of the world or they come out of church hurt. In other words, you had to go through some things and you held on to your God. So when you get here and the air is fresh, ain't nobody trying to control you. It's just, I got to grow in God. And your issue can sit on your lap as long as you want it. But as long as you know what it is, my issue, yours, when you realize that, that's when you can begin to grow. Are you with me? Those are the type of people. You be a resistor A, a resistor B, or either you're an enabler. And the last type of people are pioneers. These are people that they're ruthless with stuff. They got it inside of them. They grab all they need from the leader is the engine. They looking. All they need is somebody to connect to give them the source. They already bought everything else because they're building it in the spirit. They're pioneers. Most of you, some of you are pioneers. You already dig it out. You know God called you before you even met me. You know God called. All you needed from me is this energy. Just push. Come on, let me plug you up. Go ahead and get started. Let me just get you aligned to make sure that when you start going, that it don't go out of control. You're just building it. That's all you. Those are pioneers. People that don't care about what the world is saying, but they love God. You come like this. I didn't do this. You come because you're a pioneer. I don't have to teach on who you are in Christ because you already know who you are. Before you even met me, God already did this. I ain't had to do. You're a built-in pioneer. You're a builder. You're a leader. God is already raising you up. But God now is just connecting you so that your power source can be there. Them the kind of people that move the church, man. Them the kind of people that will get up, call and move from city to city for the sake of the gospel. Those are the kind of people that will rise up and declare in the middle of politics and corruption in the land and say what God is going to say. And don't matter what people say, they're pioneers. They may have some church hurt, some emotional imbalance, but they're pioneers. Pioneers are always looking. Let me tell you some characteristics of pioneers. Pioneers is on an elite club. They're always looking for other pioneers. Because they know. They know when they see something, man, you couldn't got there without somebody. You had to have some guts. You had to keep pushing. You didn't make it right there. That badge on you right there, you didn't get this kind of stature with God by just staying in church and listening to the man of God. No, you went home at night and you dig some trenches with God. And now God going to put that to use. Pioneers are people that man only have to direct, not so much a correction. Because they know they God. They know they God. God is developing them. They got first things first. It's sort of like I just told you earlier. You can't have power without no prayer. They know that. That's a given. So they don't go out here thinking they can hand out 20 flyers and just as dead as a doornail and don't got. No. They beefing that thing up. They in prayer. They building. They understand that at the house, here, everywhere. Pioneers is the highest level of the church that will allow things to begin to move. Kingdom advancement only happened with pioneers. Characteristics of pioneers. Y'all going to recognize yourself. They always bump heads. Yeah. They always bumping heads. Why? Because leaders like to lead. I can't sit when people don't give me direction. Okay, well, who's in charge? What are we going to do? Pioneers bump heads all the time. They always bump. Most of you come in, you don't know what a father is. You're trying to figure out whether I'm just going to be a pastor and I'm trying to figure out the same thing. Yeah. So I'm thinking, okay, if I'm going to be a father, how can I be a father? That means the Lord told me, say, I got to get in my spirit. Because in the natural, we the same age, most of us. But I had to get in the spirit world and live in that. Because other than that, I couldn't be a father. It's not naturally possible. It's very difficult in the natural to look and say, hey, daughter, but you're 33 years old. In the spirit world, it's like that. Are you with me? So you have to begin to see that, but how you do that? Because pioneers, you know what I start thinking? Oh, this is a job for Superman. And nobody ever did it. You ever seen a young father? You see, that's how pioneers think. Let me dig it up differently. Let me be the first one. Let me change the psyche of how people do. Put me in the science book to be the first one that did this. Let me show how God is going to do what he's going to do. Pioneers don't worry about all of the persecution. They just do. Amen. Why? Pioneers, number two, or whatever number it is. Pioneers also, they love God in their actions. They don't wait on people to tell them about God. You know God. You love God in your actions. You never can be a pioneer if you don't love God in your actions. When you love God in your actions, you say, okay, sweetie, I'm sorry I hurt your feelings, but God's going to still do it. I know you don't think that, but God, I know you're white, you're black, you're Hispanic, you're Mexican, whatever you are. I believe God, and you know God is using you in this area. They got to adjust to what God is doing. But you love God more than anything. You can see it. You can notice it. Their actions prove that. Some of us, we love God only in our mind. We're just trying to get it out into your life. That's what pioneers will do. They just love God. And as I said earlier, fear never leaves. You just build more. You build more. You get to a place where you say, listen, that's what you got to ask yourself all the time. What you going to be known for? How will people remember you? What you want people to remember you by? How would they think about you when they think about you? This goes back to what we said early. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. When you die and your legacy of the spirit, because spirits don't die, you understand that, right? It'll still go. So while we're going, the seed, Kenneth Hagin is gone, but his seed is still there. You can only do that with Christ. With spirit world, the seed is still there. Good seeds, I should say. The devil can do it, but the good seeds. Pioneers understand that. That's why you see these kids, and I mean, y'all, you know, you love on these kids. You build them. You're putting God in them. When we do the academy in a few weeks, those 3 weeks, we're going to build into them, this camp. Build God into them. They'll be in here praying in the spirit. I'm looking forward to it because even last year they were doing it. So this year, most of them will feel now they'll be leading this stuff. Building their lives, you know, so they don't be messing up in all these relationships and these games we went through. Drugs and all this stuff and all this stuff that some of us had to go through. No, they're going to be clean spiritually. They can see things clear. Walk in the way of God. But if you're not a pioneer, you ain't looking for that. Pioneers are always people that love God in their action. Some of us, we go certain places, you don't love God. You love what you see more. If God telling us to go to Colombia, don't you know that what moves us is the compassion of the people? All the building and all of that stuff, man, that stuff ain't got none. You know what? It's the people. It's the people. It's the fact that I know, you know, that when God orchestrates us and leads us to go out like he did, somebody is going to get touched just like you. Somebody is going to be built up just like you. Somebody is going to catch it just like you. When you know that, things are going to happen. Are you with me? So again, pioneers is the highest form of the church where you come into the church, the only thing should be happening when God calls you to a church, all you're doing is being aligned. Okay, let me show you how not to run out of gas. Let me show you how to connect to the man of God. Let me show you how to do this accurately so that you don't get caught up in the man and not God. Let me show you how to develop your personal life. Don't look at God as just doing something big and then your personal life looking die out of it. That's not God. God want to visit us before he visit the city. I mean, what good is this if we doing all that and nothing happening with us? We got to see it first. So when that thing start happening, so all these things begin to happen and you begin to move up in the ranks of the church. Yeah, you started as a believer. Then you went to a member, associate. Then you become a disciple. How many know each round goes higher and higher? Yeah. There are more devils to face and it don't get easy. What makes it easy is the grace. You don't wrestle against devil. Paul said, I wrestle what? In the natural with people. But in the spirit world, I just want to fight the good fight of faith. In other words, I'm not fighting the devil. I'm fighting to stay in faith. See, whenever things happen, you fighting to hold on to what God said, not what's around you, to stand up with what God gave you. Because the devil is not after anything except the seed. Not even you. He after that seed. So if you're carrying the seed, he'll try to bombard it. If you logical and everything, he can come through that. If you love your family, he'll come through these things. But you got to say, you know what? No matter what, nothing will separate me from the love of God. You got to hold that seed and say, oh, no, I didn't know this was going to happen, but I promised the Lord that I would hold out. And you know, and he'll bring change when it comes. But I'm going to hold on to the seed. That's what you got to do. You got to hold on to it. There are times in our lives that building don't stop, but when it's time for you to just hold on to something until the storm go past. You may not be moving, but you just hold on. Hold on till the storm pass. Certain times in our lives. But if you're a pioneer, you'll be able to see everything just like I'm seeing it. Most of the things you'll begin to see. Why? Because you're looking at it through the eyes of God. Most of y'all came here, man. Ain't nobody here got saved for the first time. Nobody. Everybody already knew the Lord. God was adding to you. That's how you know you were sent.
Yeah.
You already knew the Lord. Most of you already been strong in God. To some degree, I thought you were strong.
Amen.
Based off the way you've been taught, you were strong.
Amen.
But you did everything you were supposed to do where you came from. You obeyed there. Most of you. But what happened? These are the type of people that's in the church, Denise. That's why, make up your mind. As it said, persecution came in the book of Acts. The word began to spread. Sometimes God will send persecution to spread things. Something got to hit you to make things just go off. That's why that seed got to be in you, that incorruptible seed. Build your life around that, because that's how things will happen. We leave and go places across the nation and across America, across wherever we going. Y'all, I promise you, I wouldn't pick certain things unless the Lord say. And when I say the Lord say, you know, he gave me a vision. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel. Preach it. But are you a part of that? Or are you an enabler? Are you a pioneer? Are you a resistor, A or B? The worst kind of resistor is people who, you know, they in and out. You don't know. Or do you just outright resist? You agree with ministry. You agree that you got to be a part of something, but you don't agree with when it comes to change. Because y'all know God is changing things. Are you with me? So remember.